This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The weight of days presses upon us, a tangible sense of culmination. The judgments upon Edom are no longer whispers but roaring winds. We see the scattering within the gate, the deliberate concealing of truth, the provocations deliberately designed to ignite unrest. Oman's recent outcry, revealing the hand of Edom in these escalating conflicts, it is not an isolated incident. It's a thread in the unraveling, a birth pang of a world nearing the completion of the age. And within Israel, a turning is required, a reckoning with the sources we've trusted. For generations, we have leaned on broken cisterns. Look around you. The reliance on foreign infrastructure, on systems compromised by wickedness, on the fleeting and ultimately empty promises of Edom. We've sought sustenance and security from the world, forgetting the foundational promise of Yahuwah. Jeremiah spoke plainly, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." These are not merely logistical failures. These are failures of the spirit, a turning away from the source of true provision. To build our lives upon the shifting sands of Edom's empire is to guarantee eventual thirst. To believe their narratives, to accept their compromises, it is to poison the wellspring within. We've allowed our wells to become polluted, our water sources vulnerable, not just in the physical realm, but in the very core of our identity. This isn't about infrastructure, it's about sovereignty. Spiritual sovereignty. But Yahuwah does not abandon his covenant people. He is not a God of broken cisterns. He is the fountain of living waters. He declares through Ezekiel, a promise ringing true even now, "Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be cleansed from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you." This isn't a promise of mere ceremonial cleansing. This is a promise of renewal, a restoration of what has been lost. Consider the signals we observe. Edom's financial systems crumble, exposed for the usury and instability they are. Yes, Yahu 34 foretold this dismantling of their economic power. And yet, even as their foundations crack, they tighten their grip on the land, directing the actions of those who should be free, demanding compliance, provoking conflict. Yirmiyahu warned of this very manipulation, this insidious control. They attempt to dictate terms, to steer events, even as their own house is consumed by internal division, Zechariah's prophecy of Edom's fracturing playing out before our eyes. The U.S. Senate's inability to ratify war funding, the challenges to authority, these are not signs of strength, but of dissolution. And amidst this turmoil, a critical question arises. What are we, Israel, building in its place? Are we merely patching the broken cisterns, attempting to reinforce a failing system? Or are we turning to the true source, allowing Yahuwah to rebuild our wells, to restore our spiritual foundations? The answer lies in recognizing that true restoration isn't about replicating the past. It's not about rebuilding a temple of stone and sacrifice. It's about rebuilding a people, a covenant community, grounded in the truth of Yahuwah and committed to his ways. It's about recognizing that the scattering of Israel, prophesied in Devarim 28, is also a promise of eventual regathering. The awakening we are witnessing across the nations, the stirring within the hearts of those who carry the seed of Jacob, this is not happenstance. It is Yahuwah fulfilling his word. The IRGC's ascendance, their arming for conflict, their declaration of red lines, Yahal's prophecy of gathering armies echoes in these events. But remember, the gathering is not solely for battle. It is a gathering for judgment and for restoration, a sifting of the wheat from the chaff, a separation of those who are truly committed to Yahuwah from those who cling to the broken cisterns of Edom. This is the hour for discernment, the hour for choosing. Will we continue to rely on the unstable provisions of a dying empire? Or will we turn to the fountain of living waters, allowing Yahuwah to cleanse us, to renew us, to restore us to our rightful place as a covenant people? The choice is ours. The time is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.